for subscribing her charismatic pup Boof and making an additional donation. If you want to keep independent media thriving in our local scene, you too can make a tax-deductible donation at forgezz.org.au/support.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Kate and Gloria with your 11 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, major safety upgrades are set to be underway on Anzac Avenue in Kallangar. The state government have invested $540,000 to improve traffic flow and increase the general safety of the intersection. Disruption is said to be minimal, with most construction work being conducted overnight. Upgrades will include updated traffic signals and an extended right turn lane. Transport and Main Roads Minister Mark Bailey is excited for work to get underway. Minister Bailey believes the upgrades are much needed due to increased traffic flow.
A Queensland retiree has uncovered a gemstone now worth $300,000. Carmel Ash initially discovered the 424-carat sapphire while strolling through Queensland's gem fields in 2020. Mrs. Ash has long been a visitor of the gem fields but had never found any stones of much worth. Locals believe that many gems are still yet to be uncovered in the area. Mrs. Ash has said that she will be using the sapphire to boost her retirement fund. The stone is currently locked up in a secret location.
In national news, Australian media sector is set to spend more on advertising as the federal government started to cut advertising media expenditure in the 2022-2023 financial year. According to the Standard Media Index, the local advertising demand in the category has decreased to 39% in the first 6 months compared to 2022. Meanwhile, the chief executive of Group Australia and New Zealand, Amy Buchanan, said most media companies are adding gambling as a new blood to their major income. She said recent Hollywood strikes can be a factor in producing more content in local media.
The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission have found false claims on lobster products sold at Costco Australia. The mislabeled seafood products were imported from Canada. They were sold to the wholesaler's Casuarina warehouse in Western Australia with labels reading Kirkland Signature Previously Frozen Whole Cooked Western Australia Lobster and Australian Lobster. The products were also packed with an Australian-made kangaroo logo and a bar chart that indicated that the lobsters were exclusively Australian. According to the watchdog, only two packages were sold. Costco Australia has received two infringement notices with accusations of failing to comply with the Country of Origin Food Labelling Information Standard.
In international news, wildfires on the Greek island of Rhodes have led to the largest evacuation in the country's history. 19,000 residents and tourists alike have been moved to shelter in nearby schools and indoor stadiums. On Saturday, 2,000 tourists were initially rescued from beaches by Coast Guard ships and private vessels. Many volunteer firefighters have pitched in to help extinguish the blaze. It's believed that the wildfire became out of control when fanned by strong winds that rekindled the blaze along the southeastern part of island.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cool with winds. It's currently 18 degrees with an expected maximum of 20. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.